real and authentic.
Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results.
Get results. Call your KGGF rep today at 251-3800.
And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're going to take a break from Open Line here for a bit as we're going to talk to the folks from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals this morning. And joining us on the line, we have Brad Gray from CFA. And Brad, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning. I am wonderful. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. And it's always good to talk to you guys out there, although I know it's been pretty hot out there lately, so I don't know how much the dogs have been able to get out lately, but probably just for a few minutes, and then they're like, yeah, I want to go back inside.
They are ready to come in. They are ready for that gate to open.
I don't blame them at all. They probably want to go outside, use the restroom, and then come right back in.
Absolutely.
I don't blame them at all. Well, just a few things I do want to talk about before we get to the stars, obviously, which are the pets out there. And one of the things, obviously, we would talk about is donations, that you guys are always looking for donations, because you guys go through a lot of stuff every day, do you not?
Yes, we sure do. It's quite amazing. If you ever want to come out and see what we go through in a day, you'd be baffled. In order of greatest to least need, these are the items that we need. Puppy chow for our puppies, so specifically designed for the younger dogs. Milk bone treats. Our dogs get a treat once a day or twice a day every time they come inside from using the bathroom. Excuse me. Kitty litter. We are constantly running out of kitty litter. As you can imagine, a bag doesn't last very long when you have anywhere from 25 to 30 cats. Dog food. I'm so sorry. I've got a frog in my throat.
It happens, believe me.
We always need dog food, dry dog food, just about any kind. We steer away from kibbles and bits and Alpo, but just about any other type of dog food, we are super appreciative of. Blankets for our dogs, so the small little throw blankets or like you use to watch a movie. Send those our way if you're done with them. And our dogs, we'll put them to good use, I can promise you that. And old towels. We gently use towels. They're towels that are in somewhat decent shape. We can put them to use as well. And then, of course, kitten chow, wet dog food and cat food, and always, always toys for our dogs and cats. They get a toy when they go back in their kennel. They get a clean toy every morning. They absolutely need that to keep them from being stuck in their kennel and just bored to death. So... Those are the items that we need.
And I bet you they have a good time with those toys, though, but they get rough on them, do they not?
They do. A stuffed toy will typically last about 2 days at the shelter. They tear them up. They love to go after the squeakers and after the stuffing, and they come in and it looks like it snowed in their kennel.
And you're just like, oh, boy.
Yeah. So they love it, so we put up with it. But, toys are always fantastic. Send some toys our way.
Also, I wanted to ask you, do you have any events coming up?
Yeah, we are. It's not technically our event, but it does benefit us. Coffeyville Aquatic Center is doing a dog swim on Labor Day, so that's September 6th, I believe, on Monday, between 5 p.m. and 7:30. You can bring, they're requiring one dog, or one owner, or one handler per dog. It needs to be a friendly dog, so it needs to get along with other dogs, and it needs to be up to date on rabies vaccines, and the owners must bring proof of that vaccine with them. But we're asking for donations at the door. That will benefit the shelter. We're asking for kitty food or kitty litter and dog food. So someone brings a bag of that. I believe it is free admission. Come out and join us. Let your dogs take a swim. That is at the Aquatic Center. It's going to be a good time.
Absolutely, and you know those dogs, they love playing in water a lot of the time. They love hopping in there and doing a little doggy paddle, so to speak. But it helps keep them cool as well, and it's a lot of fun for them. So again, when is that coming up again?
That'll be on Labor Day, September 6th between 5 p.m. and 7:30 p.m.
All right. So be sure to head out to the Aquatic Center with Pooch and let him have a good time swimming around in the water. All right. Well, Brad, of course, we always get to this part of the show where the animals are obviously the stars here. So we'll go ahead and start out. Last week we started with cats. So let's go ahead and start with the doggos this week.
All right. We can do it. We're staying pretty consistent. We had a great week of adoptions a couple weeks ago. Sent a bunch of wonderful animals into even better homes. But we still have several that have been with us for a while. We have Lindy and Bindi. So we've talked about them time and time again. They are super sweet girls. They've been with us since October, the end of October of last year. So they're coming close to a year. Both are brown and black, mostly black. They have the German Shepherd type markings. Lindy and Bindi. Lindy is the larger girl. She's about 70 pounds. She's about 6 years old, and she is spayed. And then we have Bindi, who is about 5 years old, and she is about 50 pounds, and she is also spayed. They are fence climbers, and they do not like livestock. So we're looking for just the right home for them to go into, but come check them out. You'll fall in love with them. They know commands. They're gentle when they take treats. They're just cool dogs. And then Ruby. Ruby has been with us for, seems like forever. She's becoming our new shelter dog, our resident dog. She has been with us for over a year now. So on June 1st, it was 12 months. She is brindle. She is a terrier mix. She's about 45 pounds. And again, she is super sweet. I go into her kennel and I go to put the lead on her to walk her back inside, and she throws her paws up. She throws her paws up and looks out the side of her eye. She's like, not yet, not yet.
Not yet. I'm enjoying this. Stop.
Yes. So it's hard to make her go inside, but she's super sweet. She's going to do best around not being around other dogs. She's been kind of off and on with certain dogs, and so we feel that she'd do best as an only dog. So she's going to make a super, super loving addition to your family. We have Skye. Skye is about 2 to 3 years old. She is a female terrier type mix. She may have some dachshund and possibly some heeler. She is white with little black specks, and she's got black on her face and on her ears. Sweet dog. Someone didn't latch her kennel all the way, and I was there by myself, and I heard somebody scratching at the door, and I walked out, and it was Skye, and she was in the hallway, and I kind of looked at her, and she did the little pounce play stance where she goes down on her elbows, her chest is on the ground, and her butt's up in the air, and she kind of, she's ready to play. So we played for a little while, a little bit of chase back and forth in the hallway. So she's going to make somebody a really fun dog, and she's only about 30 pounds, if that. So, not super big, not super small.
We have
River.
I love when dogs do that. I love when dogs do that when they get in their playful stance.
Yes.
And they're just like, I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
yep, let's go. I dare you. She's a lot of fun. And then River. River's been with us for a while. He is grown up at the shelter. He's about 4 months old when he came in, and he's about 7 months now. He's a Catahoula mix. He's a male. He's gray, and he's got the black markings and the brown markings and some white. Really, really a pretty, pretty dog. Harley is still with us. She's brindle and white. She walks great on a leash. She's kind of rambunctious, but as soon as you get that leash on her, she is right by your side. She doesn't pull. She's really, really a good dog, and she's about 1.5 years old. We have Arnie and Army. They are obviously brothers. They look like twins, except one's a little bit darker. So they've got the tannish cream color markings and then white, and then they have black on their face and around their eyes. Really, they're going to need a little bit of training, but they are sweet boys. They're about 6 to 8 months old. We have Sage. Sage's sister, Lavender, got adopted, as Becky mentioned, I believe. Sage is a little female. She's around 4 months old now. She's brown and has some white on her paws. Probably going to be 45 pounds or around that when she's full grown. Very, very sweet. Then we have Cubby. Cubby is our Pyrenees at the shelter. He is a neutered male. He's, of course, white, typical Pyrenees look. Sweet guy. He's a little standoffish at first, but I promise you, when he first showed up, he didn't want anything to do with us. I got in his kennel, sat down with him, and within about 30 minutes, he was my best friend. So it's just like any other dog. It's going to take a little time, but they're completely and totally worth it.
Yeah, that's that filling out process is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. They have to learn to trust just like anybody else. We have Anne. Anne is our senior girl. She's so lovable. She is a black pity mix. She is staying in a separate room. It's quieter, and she's not as stressed out. She uses potty pads. So if you want to keep her inside, if you want to use potty pads, she needs to be an inside dog. If you want to use potty pads, she will do that for you. If she's on a better schedule than she is here at the shelter, then I'm sure she was potty broke, her house broke. She's about 10 to 12 years old, and just somebody come give her a home, give her a carpet to lay on, a couch to cuddle up on. She's very sweet. Then we have Ash. Ash is about 8 months old. She's a female. She's black, and she's got some dark brown brindle coloring. We have Ollie. Ollie is a high-energy healer mix. She's very cute. She's got those ears that stick straight up. She is about 4.5, 5 months old now. Then we have Dempsey. Dempsey is potentially a Jack Russell Terrier mix. He's white and has some brown on his ears and on his face. Really a cool dog and kind of like Skye in the play aspect. He likes to do the little bounce, and he tricked me the other day. I went to carry him in from being outside, and he didn't want to come to me, so I sat down, or crouched down, and I, you know, talked to him nicely, and he came slowly, real slowly, finally came up to me and put his head in my lap, and I was petting him, and I felt a fly or something land on my arm, and I pulled it up, and he shot out. And he kind of looked back at me like, ha-ha, I gotcha. he's being a little ornery, but he's about a year and a half. Gorgeous dog. And then we have Bruiser. Bruiser is, again, a gorgeous and extremely sweet dog. He's about 4 to 5 months old. He is potentially a healer mix of sorts. He's brown with some black and some white markings. He's really a sweet dog. We have Misery. Misery is, when she's in her kennel, she just kind of looks at you and wonders what you're doing and is very quiet. And then as soon as you open her gate and she's good to go, she has a little bit of freedom, she does the zoomies. So when I say zoomies, she's running around, except her back end is as close to the ground as she can possibly get it, and she's just doing circles. So really a fun dog. She is a really pretty rusty brown color. She's about 2 to 3 years old and extremely sweet. We have Darla. Darla is a border collie mix. She's a female with black and white. She's about 6 to 7 months old, and she's very laid back in her kennel. Sweet girl. Then we have Mushu. He is white and gray with a little bit of brown on his face and legs. He is, again, super sweet. He's about 5 to 6 months old, and he'll probably max out at about 30 to 35 pounds. He's a terrier mix. And I believe, we also have Liliana. Liliana is her technical name here at the shelter, but my staff calls her Pepto. She came in. She's about 20 to 25 pounds. She's supposed to be white and brown, kind of like a Papillon mix, except she came in and she was pink. She had big old pink spots all over her fur. So we're assuming that some young person got a hold of her and took some highlighter or marker to her, but that's starting to come off, and she is just as good as she can be. So that's the last of the dog crew. And then we have Marge for cats. We have Marge. She is our senior girl. She was elusive there for a while. She stayed under our kennel set and didn't want much to do with us. A volunteer came in and sat down and won her over, and she is now in the kennel, and she's happy to see us every morning and every afternoon. She is a tortoise shell, so she's black with some gold and some white, and just a sweet cat. Then we have Emma. Oh, I'm sorry. I switched names. That was Emma. I got all kinds of mixed.
So, you're fine.
Marge. There's so many. Marge is our black and white senior. She's about 7 to 9 years old. She is declawed in the front. Very sweet cat. And then Emma is the one that I just talked about. She was the one that was elusive, and she's the tortoise shell. And she is also spayed, in a spade. So we have a whole bunch of kittens, and I'll be in an attempt of complete transparency. We have been unable to get our cat vaccination, so we've kind of been slow on cat adoption. But we have those now. We have a whole group of kittens that we're going to be posting about. We're going to be talking about. I'm not going to talk about them today, but I have some gorgeous all-white kittens. They're small. They're fluffy. They're going to be beautiful cats. We have two sets of three, and we have a little calico kitten that came in. She is gorgeous. She's not quite old enough to be adopted. But stay tuned for those, guys. We've got a bunch of wonderful cats that will be up for adoption. So. That's my crew.
So lots of great animals out there, plenty of dogs and cats to choose from. So, Brad, if anybody would like to get a hold of you guys and come out there and visit, how can they do that?
Yeah, visit us Tuesday through Sunday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We're open every day of the week except for Mondays. Or you can visit us on Facebook. That is the best way to get a hold of us. Actually, one of my staff members has taken that over, so we are trying to be much more responsive than we have in the past. We're on Facebook. Find us, Coffeeville Friends of Animals, staff CFA, or you can call us at 620-252-6060, and please leave a voicemail if we don't answer. As you can imagine, we are typically unable to sit at the phone and wait for it to ring, so leave us a voicemail. We'll get back to you.
All right, so sounds good. Lots of, again, lots of great animals out there. So be sure to go out there and check it out, or check it out on Facebook. You can see all the animals there as well. Well, Brad, thank you so much for calling us today. We definitely appreciate it, and we will talk to you guys again next week.
Thanks a lot. Have an awesome day.